I'd like to call the October 7th, 2021 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please mute your phone or your computer microphone when not speaking. In addition, if anyone other than a board member would like to speak, please use the raise hand feature and wait to be acknowledged by the general manager, also known as Dave Kraska. Thank you. Let's do a roll call. The meeting recorder will now conduct a roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton, Commissioner Sanssouci.
I am here in place of Mayor Beatty today.
Thank you. City of Hillsborough, Commissioner Judah.
Present.
And from TVWD, Commissioner Duggan.
Here.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. That concludes the roll call. All other attendance will be recorded using the Microsoft Teams participant list. First thing on the agenda, as usual, is the General Manager's Report. Mr. Kraska will present the General Manager's Report.
Thank you, Chair Judah, and good afternoon, Commissioners. And hey, Nikki's here with us, so good. We're all here now. So today I'll start off with our safety minute. And I think the next clip will bring us to that. Let's find out. There it is. And so the advice today is to remember to clean your cell phone. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide that tells us why. And here it is. And so if we look at the bacteria counts on various things, this graph here compares your cell phone to things like a toilet seat, a kitchen counter, pet food dish, store checkout screen, and even a doorknob. And we can see that cell phones have 20 times the bacteria count as even a toilet seat. And we're touching our cell phones a lot of the times. We keep them close to us, and so it's kind of a breeding ground for bacteria. And the data here shows us that it's something worth considering. So go ahead and click to the next slide here. So when you think about that, you might also want to reconsider the next time you hold your cell phone to your face. And, you know, like these folks here are doing here, including Senator Manchin here on the right holding two. It's you might consider each one of those being 20 toilet seats you're holding against your face, and probably something you don't want to be doing a lot of. So don't try to avoid doing that, but also remember to clean your cell phone. So let's go ahead and click to the next slide here. So how do we go about doing that? Well, first of all, start off by turning off and unplugging your phone, removing it from the case, thoroughly washing your hands using soap and water first, and then gently wiping down the outside of the phone and the screen and the case with a disposable disinfecting wipe or cloth sprayed with alcohol-based cleaner containing 70% isopropyl alcohol to kill all the organisms that are on the surfaces there. So just a reminder there to your cell phone's dirty, go ahead and clean it from time to time. So that's today's safety minute. Now getting back to the general manager's report, I'll have start off with an update on the permanent communications. The WWSP permanent efforts remain very active. Attached to the general manager's report is a tabulation of the permits and approvals that were recently granted and the status of those currently in progress. Noteworthy this month are the concentrated permitting developments for the Metzger Pipeline East project. Program received its TriMet occupancy licenses for both the MPE 1.1 and 1.2 projects, as well as the DEQ 1200C permit for phase one, which is the staging areas for the Highway 217 work. Staff anticipates receiving the DEQ 1200C permit for the bulk of the MPE 1.2 project, as well as the City of Beaverton's temporary use permit for the Whitford School staging area in October. Staff are also preparing the Washington County grading permit for MPE 1.2 and addressing the City of Beaverton's comments related to the MPE 1.2 land use permit application. Regarding our outreach efforts by the communications team, they resulted in the WWSP being highlighted in several area publications this month. The Q1 Q2 business utilization report was published drawing attention to the upcoming procurement schedule with many opportunities for business community to participate in providing goods and services to the program. This report emphasizes how the WWSP is positively contributing to the local economy, with 92% of the more than $285 million spent to date going to local businesses, which are those located in counties within 50 miles of the project. Approximately 348 local businesses and 44 regional businesses located outside the local area but within Oregon and Washington have participated in completing the WWSP projects. The Source, which is a regional water providers consortium members monthly newsletter, showcased the WWSP in its October 2020 edition with an article titled Regional Resiliency Built on Collaboration. And lastly, Marla Smock, the WWSP Communications Supervisor, was recently interviewed in a COIN6 special report titled Willamette Water Supply Project on Track for 2026 Completion, which aired on October 1st, 2021. And that report can be viewed via a link on the WWSP's website, which is ourreliablewater.org. Now, regarding our design status updates, we're wrapping up the design on the program. In September, the final construction documents for the WWSS water treatment plant was submitted, marking the completion of the design of all above-ground facilities for the WWSS. Five pipeline projects remain in the final stages of the design effort and are proceeding according to plan. Regarding our construction status updates, attached to this general management's report is a tabulation of the projects in construction and their current status. A few highlights are included here. The in-water work is underway at the raw water facilities project, which includes screen replacement, intake pipe modifications, and the associated resiliency items in the Willamette River. Seismic modifications and underground utility work are also ongoing, coordinated closely with the Willamette River Water Treatment Plant operation staff. The PLM 1.1 and 1.2 projects were completed their remaining administrative activities to achieve final completion. And the PLW 1.3 project continues open cut installation of the 66-inch transmission pipe, while also setting the first section of vertical pipe riser in the north tunnel shaft. A virtual tour is being prepared for the Willamette Intake Facilities Commission to highlight recent construction progress at the raw water facilities project. This video will also be shared with this commission and the WWSS partner communications teams. Regarding our steel, an update on our steel market exposure that we've been doing the last couple of months, though steel pricing continues to increase, the rate of increase has started to slow. The market price for hot rolled band, the material used to fabricate WWSS transmission pipe, has increased by approximately 8.6% in quarter three of 2021. Market forecasters still project steel prices to begin decreasing in later 2021 and continuing into 2022. Staff are continuing to monitor the steel market and are not recommending a change in construction procurement plans and strategies at this time. And finally, the last point is the audit planning letter. Attached to this, attached to the WWSS planning letter and WWSS engagement letter were emailed to the board and finance committee members on September 23rd and October 5th of this year. This is an audit planning communication letter from our auditors to our Board of Commissioners. It's a required element of the Commission's annual financial audit. We take our financial accountability seriously and encourage the Board of Commissioners to carefully read the letter, and if they have any questions, to direct them to the TVWD Chief Financial Officer, Paul Matthews. And that concludes the General Manager's Report. I'd be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, Dave. I don't see anybody like they're ready to ask a question. The toilet seats are cleaner than the phone because we all use JWC water.
Perfect.
All right. No further questions. We'll move on to the next agenda item, which is public comment. Public comment time is set aside for persons wishing to address the board on items on a consent agenda and matters not on the agenda. Additional public comment will be invited on agenda items as they are presented. Do we have any person or persons who would like to comment today? Dave, I think you're monitoring that.
Yes, Chair Judah, I don't see anyone here that wants to participate.
All right, thank you. We will move on to the next agenda item then. Next agenda item is the consent agenda. And the consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request that an item be removed by motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. So on the consent agenda, we have item A today, which is to approve the September 2nd, 2021 meeting minutes. Do I have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda as presented? And please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second for this item.
Commissioner Sanssouci will move approval of the consent agenda and the minutes.
Commissioner Duggan will second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TBWD?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Now on to our business agenda items. First item A, consider adopting resolution number WWSS 23-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section MPE 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System. Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioners. The WWSS includes pipeline section MPE 1.3, which is along Shoals Ferry Road from Roy Rogers Road through the Greenway Park area, the orange project indicated in the map. For this pipeline project, we've completed design and identified property requirements, which includes temporary easements to provide a construction staging area. The commission has the authority to acquire real property for its needs. The MPE 1.3 pipeline alignment and the staging area location were both selected through extensive alternatives evaluations, and the preferred location was selected on the best interest of the public and the least injury to private property owners. This resolution enables the commission's agents, including the program team, to begin negotiating with respective property interest holders, and also authorizes the acquisition of the property interest by eminent domain to the extent negotiations fail. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions?
Are there any questions for Ms. Bennett? Hearing none. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 23-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section MPE 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System? Once again, please remember to state your name before making a motion or a second.
Commissioner Sanssouci will move the approval of this resolution.
And Commissioner Duggan seconds.
All right, thank you. We have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
Okay. City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TBWD?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, the motion passes. Next item, item B, consider resolution WWSS 24-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interests over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System. Once again, Ms. Bennett will present the staff report.
Thank you, Commissioners. You've heard a lot about PLM 1.3 over the past couple months, and this resolution is similar to the others. It updates the defined need on two properties for which we've already gone through the resolution of need process. So for these updated needs, the commission has the authority to acquire the real property as is part of the original pipeline alignment, which used an extensive alternatives evaluation and based on the best interests of the public and least injury to private property owners. The resolution will enable the agents, including the program team, to begin negotiating with the respective interest holders and authorizes the acquisition of the property interest by eminent domain to the extent negotiations fail. Staff recommend approval of the proposed resolution. May I answer any questions?
Are there any questions for Ms. Bennett? Hearing or seeing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 24-21, declaring public necessity to acquire property interest over, upon, under, and through real property for pipeline section PLM 1.3 for the Willamette Water Supply System?
Commissioner Duggan, so moved. Sorry for jumping the gun a little bit there.
Commissioner Sanssouci seconds.
All right, we have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct a voting roll call for the record.
All right, City of Beaverton?
Yes.
City of Hillsborough?
Yes.
And TBWD?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. The motion passes. On to item C. Consider adopting resolution number WWSS 25-21, approving Amendment 1 to the Intergovernmental Agreement between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply Commission, joint design and joint construction of transportation improvements and water infrastructure for Twalton Sherwood Road, Roy Rogers Road, Cornelius Pass Road. Mr. Kraska will present the staff report.
Thank you again, Chair Judah. So we have many agreements with Washington County, and as noted here, this one was established several years ago, and it's called the Master Coordination Intergovernmental Agreement. And it pertains specifically to a group of projects in those roads that we just talked about, Twalton Sherwood Road, Roy Rogers Road, and Cornelius Pass Road, and the associated projects there. In Twalton Sherwood Road, it's our PLM 4.1, 4.2, 4.4 projects. Roy Rogers Road, our PLM 5.1 project, and Corn Pass as PLW 1.2 project. So we had this one master coordination agreement to cover basically our roles, responsibilities, and points of coordination on all the projects related in there. And it's worked well for us up to this point, but we found through our coordination and communications with Washington County need to provide some updates, frankly, to that agreement. And it's summarized here pretty well in the staff report that there was, we found one typographical error on in section 1.1.5 that needs to be corrected. We're updating the maximum mobilization allowed for the construction contracts, and then finally the last is making it clear in this agreement that any land acquisition for any of these projects, whether it be for the county or for our work, is to be done by the county. So we're delegating our authority to them to acquire land. And so that's it. It's a pretty simple update, an amendment to this Master Coordination IGA, but I'd be glad to take any questions.
Thank you, Dave. Are there any questions for Mr. Kraska?
I had one quick question regarding traffic control and other issues associated with the county road. Has there been... I don't recall seeing in any of the staff reports or any of the monthly updates about any particular concerns with signal operation or any other major traffic issues created by the Willamette Water Supply project to date. Are things going well on that front in terms of now that we're coming out of the pandemic and traffic is increasing and kids are in school? Have there been any real issues that have involved both agencies regarding traffic and construction safety, let me put it that way?
Yeah, so thank you, Commissioner Duggan, for the question. The fact that you haven't heard about them doesn't mean that there hasn't been a significant point of effort, frankly, between our work and the county's work. The county has been very clear with us in terms of what their expectations are for our traffic control plans, and it's been one of the biggest pieces of of effort, frankly, in all of these projects, because all these projects are occurring in very busy roadways. And so traffic control is a major concern, and in some cases we have to install temporary signals for some of the activity that we have going on at the county's direction. And in terms of how we're proceeding with a lot of this work, for example, on both the work that's happening in Twalton Sherwood Road and also in Cornelius Pass Road, you'll see work beginning on those projects next year, but it'll be a year's worth of road work of them expanding the roads before any of our pipeline work gets started at all. So they'll widen the roads, then they'll move the traffic over, and then they'll start our pipeline installation work. So you haven't heard about it simply because I haven't made it part of any of my reports, but it has been a major point of effort on both our team and also the county's team that's working collaboratively on these projects.
Thank you, Dave. I didn't want to take things for granted, and I know that there's a lot of work, both with the contractors' operations and figuring out how to coordinate everything. But I appreciate that, and I just wanted to see what, where we stand right now as we get into these other project segments that are going to impact county roads more than maybe some of the ones that have been here recently, including the Salisbury Road and other segments that aren't a part of this agreement exactly, but are still requiring that much coordination. So thank you, Dave.
Yep, thank you.
Are there any other questions? Seeing none, hearing none, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution WWSS 25-21, approving Amendment 1 to the Intergovernmental Agreement between Washington County and the Willamette Water Supply Commission, joint design and joint construction of transportation improvements and water infrastructure projects for Tualatin Sherwood Road, Roy Rogers Road, and Cornelius Pass Road. Please remember to state your name prior to making the motion and the second.
This is Commissioner Duggan. So moved.
Commissioner Sanssouci will second.
All right, thank you. I have a motion and a second. The meeting recorder will now conduct the voting roll call for the record.
All right, thank you. City of Beaverton?
That's a yes.
City of Hillsborough?
That's a yes.
And TVWD?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
All right, the motion passes. That is the end of those types of items on our agenda. Now we're into information items. Ms. Bennett will present a staff report on the business agenda items planned for the November WWSS Commission Board meeting.
Thank you, Commissioners, and I'll skip the overview this month because you've heard about all these items many times before. But there was one change in format I wanted to point out. You may have noticed that our approvals and procurements forecast is now attached to this staff report rather than being part of the general manager's report. So we'll continue to deliver the approvals and procurements forecast in this way for the foreseeable future. So if you need it, just remember that it'll be near the end of the board packet from now on. So thank you. Are there any questions I can answer about either the location of the forecast or the three upcoming action items?
No, I'm not seeing any. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's the shortest presentation you've ever given. Okay, our next information item is the next regular board meeting is scheduled on November 4th, 2021 at noon via Microsoft Teams, unless we hear that we're going to have an executive session before that. Next agenda. Did I hear somebody have a question? All right. The next agenda item is communications and non-agenda items, and we have none for today. None are scheduled. So before I adjourn, is there anything else to be brought before the commission today in this record-setting meeting pace?
Not today.
All right. Thanks for your efficiency.
Hey, I've been practicing my speed reading. There being no further business before the Board of Commissions, this meeting is adjourned. It was nice to see all of you again.
Thank you all.
Good to see you all.
Good to see you as well. Thanks so much.
All right, see you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so all of those.